Everybody, welcome back into the show, a second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, June 13th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I'm going to finish up the bottom line on this. I think the budget is important because they have to get it passed before they end the legislative year. Other budget-related information, a group of education lobbyists continue to push the state on the proposal to reduce the payments, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer is wanting to divert the funds from the public school retirement accounts into this SOAR funding. Well, the system is called the Michigan Public Schools Employees Retirement System, known as MPSRS. The contribution rate would be eliminated by 7% to go toward the unfunded mandates for retirements that we've promised these union school teachers, and also eliminate the health care contribution by 3%, basically stealing 10% of the money to fund the SARS investment. The coalition of 13 education associations opposed the $600 million SOAR funding investment through diverting the funds from the public school retirement. In a letter that they shared with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, State Budget Director Jen Flood, and Board of Education members 2 days ago. She's part of the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. Executive Director Tina Kerr said, it's not the state's money to use. It's the public schools' money to keep. Well, in responding, the governor's press secretary, Stacey LaRouche, responded that it's a false choice to make people choose between education or creating the creating jobs and growing the economy. Again, Stacey, where in Michigan's state constitution does it say it's the government of the state of Michigan's job to create jobs and grow the economy? Show it to me. Where is it in there? That's right, it's not. Stacy continues, we can and should do both. Where's the money coming from? Oh, that's right. The governor and the attorney general fought like hell to raise our state income tax. They are stealing money from us, people, to fund this garbage, is what it boils down to. The press secretary continued, this is why Governor Whitmer's budget has made historic investments in public education to support Michigan's children, while also laying the blueprint to bring record jobs and investments to communities across the state. We won't get distracted by misinformation, and we will continue to set aside politics to pass another record-breaking budget for our kids. For the kids. This is what these communist socialist liars use all the time. They're all about it, the kids. They don't care about the kids. They care about the union school teachers. Why? Because the union school teachers donate to Democrats. Well, these union teachers are not happy, and they're letting Governor Whitmer and the legislators know. Two Democrats and two others put together a coalition press conference to continue the payments to go to MIPSers via House Bills 5803, Senate Bill 911. State Representative Matt Colazar of Plymouth, Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat of St. Clair Shores. Getting back to Whitwer, the House Appropriations Chair, she was asked if she thought a deal could be worked out on the teacher retirement fund. She said, yes, I think we can. We've always worked well with the teachers. Oh, you bet you have. Worked well? The union teachers is what gets you guys elected in the state of Michigan. And who pays the teachers, folks? That's right, us, the taxpayers. So we pay the teachers their demands to keep the public schools operating. They, in turn, take the increased wages, benefits, retirements, and donate to the Democrats, who then increase all these programs for them. That's the way this money laundering scheme works in the state of Michigan. Well, the Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, said his caucus would provide immediate effect votes for an education budget that puts taxpayer dollars into improving Michigan's woeful educational outcomes rather than providing stock dividends for Fortune 500 companies. He encapsulated the Democrats' absurd idea as diverting billions of dollars over the next 10 years to multinational corporations not even based in the United States by raiding the teachers' pension fund. His little soundbite, let's put classrooms over corporations. Oh, isn't that cute? Eric, you're so cute. That is just such a cute statement. Again, they don't care about the classrooms. They don't care about the kids. This is all about union teachers, folks. And this is the way our public school system is running in Michigan. Has been for centuries. You know, the one thing I don't understand, can you help me out with this? Because I don't get it. I don't get it. How is it that we can have a completely failing public school system based on test scores, based on graduation rates, based on admittance into college, technical schools, whatever? How is it that we can continue to throw billions and billions of dollars at a failing education system in the state of Michigan? When are we going to have state reps and state senators and a governor that will make huge, major changes in our public schools? When is that going to happen? Because if it doesn't happen soon, folks, this state will collapse. Economically, Michigan will go into bankruptcy. You cannot continue to spend billions and billions of dollars that you don't have. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's going to come a point in time when they're not going to be able to balance the budget. They're going to have to make some cuts. Why? Because revenue is going to be down. As more and more and more people leave the state of Michigan, that's the only way possible that they're going to be forced to cut the budget, cut this wasteful spending. $1 billion spent already, and it's created less than 200 jobs. They think that based on them spending all this money, $16 billion by these companies and our state, they're going to create 12,000 jobs. I'm sorry. The numbers don't work. They do not work. based on a pie in the sky product that does not work in our state. And really, probably half of the population of the United States. The proposed difference between North and South used to be the Mason-Dixon line. Well, now it's I-40. Weather-wise, related to EVs, electric vehicles, electric batteries, their storage capabilities, you have to be south of I-40. If you factor in the high population cities, states, New York, Detroit, Chicago, I would even go so far as to throw in cities like Cincinnati, Ohio, right on the Kentucky border, Virginia, Washington, D.C. These vehicles do not work there. If you're in Florida, if you're in Texas, if you're in Arizona, if you're in Southern California, electric vehicles work. But they're still not more cost-effective than a gas combustible engine. So why are we spending the money? Why are we doing it? Somebody explain it to me. And she can't. The governor can't. Angela Whitworth, the chair, House Appropriations Committee chair, she can't explain it. Nobody can explain it. And I'm serious. I don't understand how these teachers are willing to sit by. Well, they say they're basically against it, and they submitted a letter. Where's the outrage? These were commitments that they made to teachers to get them to teach in public schools. They fought hard for these retirements, these benefits. Whitmer says, well, they're friends of ours, so we can work with them. They'll understand. No, they won't. Nobody will understand you raiding their pension plan. And that's exactly what this deal is. We'll get to your text messages. Final segment of the first hour of today's show. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Going to be getting some business done this afternoon. Then I'm going to be heading up to the Lincoln Day dinner, for the Charlevoix County Republican Party. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you still may be able to show up at the door. They bought a few extra dinners. If you'd like to see Mr. Mike Rogers, he's listed, advertised as being their keynote speaker. I'm going to have some questions for Mr. Rogers right at the beginning of his talk. We'll see how that exchange goes. If you'd like to witness it, be part of it, great meal. It is a fundraiser. It's a big ticket. It's a $100 bill. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. The dinner and speakers will start at 7. You don't have to wear a suit and tie or anything. It's semi-formal. It's going to be at the Talcott, T-A-L-C-O-T-T, on Walloon Lake. It'll start at 6. Charlevoix County Lincoln Day Dinner. I'm going to be going to that. Miss Vicky and I will be there right at 5:30, probably 5:45. Want to get a good seat. Oscar Barden, hopefully, if you're listening, I'd like to sit with you at the head table. If not, right next to it. Greatly appreciate it. Two events coming up in July that you need to mark your calendar. The first one is free. The second one's going to cost you $30. Thursday, July the 11th, the radio station is going to be holding the very first biennial House debates. This is going to be at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Doors will open at 5 o'clock on Thursday, July the 11th. We'll have an hour to meet and greet and talk with the candidates and the state representatives. We're going to start off with the 107th House race first, 6 o'clock to 6:58. Clear the stage, 7 o'clock to 7:58 will be the 106th. Then at 8 o'clock to 8:58, we're going to do the 105th. State Representative Neil Frisky will start off with the 107th against Parker Fairburn. State Representative Cam Cavett will be going against Todd Smallenberg. State Representative Ken Borden will be going against Christian Marcus. It's going to be at the Ellison Place on Thursday, July the 11th. Mark your calendars if you live in the 105th, 106th, or 107th House District. Next up, the fourth Saturday in July, the day that the 9 days of early voting starts, Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake, Michigan, we're going to be doing the fifth annual Antrim County Conservative Union Pig Rose Fun Shoot, and this year, U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. We're excited. We're going to have a great meal. We're going to have Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig smoking our pork, his cherry wood. I got to talk to Ian and get this worked out with him. We're going to have baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, and, of course, Grandma Bishop's world-famous carrot cake. And we will have a chocolate birthday cake for Officer Rick. It's his birthday this year. And, oh, by the way, Rick, Phyllis has already paid for your ticket, just so you know. So, yeah, we're excited. It's going to be great. Two events in July. The House debates on Thursday, July 11th, the Ellison Place in Gaylord, and then Saturday, July 27th. Going to be praying for 80 degrees, sunny blue skies with a little gentle wind out there in Central Lake. It's a great venue, great pavilion. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge will be there with his Trump gear. We're going to have Reins safety officers, Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, and others, Randy Walker, and Tom Curtis, the guy you've never seen his face other than hearing his commercials on the radio station. Well, Tom will be there. If you have any firearms that you would like to talk to him about, get a quote from him as to what they're worth, what he'd be willing to buy them or trade them in against new firearms, fully licensed FFL dealer. He will be handling all that back at the shop. But you can at least bring him your firearms and he can take a look and see what you have. Maybe you've got an old deer rifle or grandpa's shotgun that you don't use anymore. Maybe you'd like a nice little pistol handgun. Come see Tom Curtis at this event. It's going to be a great day, great event, great music. I know because I'm providing the music. Rob Cordes will be providing some with his ambulance sound system. We're excited. We are totally excited. Folks, this is going to be a great event. Put it in your calendar. Now, I do need 10 volunteers. So if you'd like to attend the event and not have to pay the $30, send me a text message, 231-360-5140, and I'll put you on the list for 10 volunteers. I need people to work the kitchen. I need a couple security people out at the gate as they check people in. And all this will be done online through the website acconservatives.org. You'll simply click on it, make your donation of $30, and that'll be your ticket when you get your email receipt. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays.